Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size, brought to you by Bet365. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's story comes from Brian Laudrup. The mighty Dane reveals the details of a surprising and rather patronising phone call from Stefan Effenberg the night before Denmark and Germany and Effenberg and Laudrup faced off in the final of Euro 92.
Having played, well, I played with, as you mentioned, Reuter, Effenberg and Kohler, and they were top-class footballers, no doubt about that.
Really top-class.
I have to say, Jürgen Kohler is one of the best man markers I've ever seen. You know, his games against the likes of Van Basten, you know, the years before that, they were like, you know, games of the game. You know, it was incredible to watch. Back then, you played with man markers, not comparing today where you play in a different way. But he was a specialist in neutralizing, you know, good attacking players. And I played against him in training sessions, you know. Oh, that was tough. I mean, Maldini was tough at Milan, but Jürgen Kohler at Bayern Munich, that was really difficult because he knew all the tricks, to be honest. But again, you know, Stefan Reuter, one of the quickest fullbacks you will ever find. And they had, and Effenberg, he was beginning to, create a name of himself as well. And speaking about Effenberg, you know, he phoned me on the night before the game. Of the final, and he was like, "Oh, fantastic, Brian! You're in the final. Like, you know, it's a huge surprise that you're in the final, not that we're in the final. But it will be great to play against you. We were quite good friends at Bayern." And he says, "We're going to swap shirts after the game." Yeah, no doubt about that. So if you want a winner's medal, your winner's shirt, you get it. And then what happened after the game? All of a sudden, he was gone. And I never got to see him before after the summer when we joined up at Fiorentina. But
did it feel like he was slightly patting you on the head again?
Exactly. And that's again, you know, the thing you shouldn't do to a Dane, you know. And I think we went out into that game. I mean, if we were struggling early on in that competition, we were really struggling to find 11 fit players. Because we had so many, you know, I had a dead leg. We had players with hip problems, calf problems. I think John Siebeck was playing actually with an injured calf. So we were really struggling. We only had, I think, 3 days between the semifinal and the final. So it was all about getting these players treated, no training sessions whatsoever, just getting these players, you know, fit to play 90 minutes. And we have to say, we had a feeling, and I have to be honest with you, we said before the game, we have a chance, but we need to be very cautious because, you know, we've got so many small and niggling injuries that if we lose those players, then that will be it. So if we can keep it nil-nil as long as possible, you never know what's going to happen. So that's the mentality we went into that game. And there's something about John Jensen hitting the goal, which didn't happen that often. And at the warm-up before the game, he was actually exercising that shot, and he was not hitting the goal once. in 10 shots. And then he got, you know, the ball, I think was it around 20 minutes, 25 minutes into the first half, I think so, something around there. And he just punched it beautifully with his right foot and it went straight into the top corner. And what a goal that was. And that goal, if ever a goal can give you energy, that was the one. Because all of a sudden, all the tired legs, the mental stress of it all, you know, so many things happening around you for such a short space of time, all that just disappeared. And that gave us the feeling that if we, and with Peter Schmeichel, as I say, doing his heroics, if we can keep that out, then we could lift the trophy.
But I think, I know you were detailing something that happened historically when pre-final John isn't hitting the target in the practice shots. But I think you spoke euphemistically about it because he wasn't really a scorer.
No.
The goals, getting near the goals, you were being gentle in it. Getting near the goals kind of often gave him vertigo. But he seems to have been, if not Schmeichel-esque character, quite a character nonetheless. I'm not sure what Faxa actually means, but he's widely known as Faxa Jensen.
Yes.
I think he knew what nightlife was about. I think he was quite an exuberant, confident man.
Yeah.
And if I'm not wrong, he kind of told everybody, what's the big fuss about the goal?
This is what I do. Well, he would hit goals like that perhaps once, twice a season. I mean, we're talking about that. He could do it. I mean, he had a good shot. I know that Arsenal fans are still waiting for it. But having said that, I think he was quite an underrated footballer. I think he has strong legs. He was running a lot. Good technique, actually. He was good on the ball. He would put himself in front of the team. You know, he was a real team player. Actually, his name Faxa is a beer brand here in Denmark, one of the smaller ones. So that's why I'm not. So that's why he was always called Faxa. But he was a great lad. He was great fun. He was one of these guys that always, you know, would say something that would make you laugh. You know, he was a guy that you gathered around. And so for him to get that goal and eventually went on to go to Arsenal after that, you know, had a very good career. But it was very unexpected to actually see Faxa getting that goal. But having said that, you know, it was a strange Euro 92 because none of the attacking players did get on the score sheet, which is quite unique, really. Pauls and I, we used to say that we did so much in terms of running that we created space for them. But having said that, you know, it was great to have players like that. Even Kim Vilfort, you know, that was one of the other stories who had to leave the camp at some point to go back to his very ill daughter. He came back for the final because his daughter told him to play the final, which he was not, you know, sure of. And he came back and got the winning goal as well. So we had a number of good individual players from midfield that could actually get the goals, and that made the difference.
Thank you for listening to The Big Interview Bite Size, brought to you by Bet365. All of these stories come from my podcast series, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter. There are interviews with over 100 elite footballers on our archive. Search for the show on Spotify, YouTube, wherever you listen.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.